Right now, there are great deals to escape to Europe in spring and summer on direct flights to Ireland with Aer Lingus. Stay put in cool, contemporary capital Dublin, or head off to any of 20 amazing European cities you've always wanted to visit. Classical chic Rome, Paris, the home of romance, or London, the cutting edge of culture. Deals are for a limited time only, so hurry and book today. Smart says escape to Europe this spring and summer. Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
On my program, Wayne Pesci, who is the president of the Connecticut Food Association. And you have heard all of the talk, I'm sure, statewide plastic bag ban among several bans debated at the Capitol. And that's the reason we've got Wayne here this morning. This has become very, very popular. The people just want this taken care of, the statewide plastic bag ban. Wayne, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I am just fine. And how is this coming? I think you're going to win this one.
Well, so really right now, this has been an organic movement. This is happening in over 22 Connecticut municipalities already. We've had just Monday night, Mansfield passed a local bag ordinance. Westport and Greenwich and Stamford are there. Norwalk is on the verge. We have another 16 communities considering this legislation. So really, this is happening from the ground up. But what happens with that is with 169 towns and cities in the state, a town-by-town strategy generally becomes a bit difficult to manage from a retailer standpoint and certainly from where consumers stand as well. So we think that a statewide scenario makes sense because this is happening all around us already.
Now, Wayne Pesci, president, as I said, Connecticut Food Association. Okay, now, and I've heard this too, that there's no question about it that this is gonna make it. This is gonna happen, and it should. It should. There's no question about it. There are people that really want this. Now, how long will it take before it is really truly activated everywhere?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of work to be done on the policy side. There's a lot of people who have opinions on the way the bill could be crafted potentially. I don't necessarily believe that it's a slam dunk because you have some different constituencies who, for one reason or another, might oppose this. But I think that there's a groundswell of folks, and because this is happening locally, you're seeing what you're seeing today, which is a lot of support for it. But I don't think we've gotten into the nuts and bolts of what the regulation would look like at this point. We haven't even started the debate.
Now, Wayne, would you explain to the audience so they can understand the plastic bag? The plastic bags are going to be in. Is that correct?
Well, right now what we're looking to do is to phase out, first of all, when consumers come into the stores, they currently, in many grocery retailers, in some, you know, you bring your own bag, and in others you're given a little thin polyethylene plastic bag.
Right.
The goal of the legislation really is to kind of turn consumer behavior, switch consumer behavior so that folks bring their own bags. And if they don't bring a bag, they would have an option you know, for purchase if in fact they didn't bring their own bag. But really the goal and what we're trying to accomplish is source reduction. We figure there's anywhere between 600 to 800 million bags distributed a year in the state.
Wow.
So it's become a bit of a throwaway society. And, you know, folks will tell you that they have lots of different uses for these bags, but the real issue is that the bags end up in the wrong place at the end of the day. They are recyclable, but only about 5% get recycled. The other 95% end up either in the incinerator because we burn our trash here in the state, or they end up at one of the municipal recycling facilities where they cause a problem in the process there. So really what we're trying to do is shift consumers' behavior so that they bring their own bags and they remember to bring their own bags, and we eliminate a large number of these bags, so they're basically not in the environment.
And you know, Wayne, when you think about this, and you go into some of these stores, okay, and you see the men and the women carrying their own bags, and certainly in the long run, it's going to be better for marketing, and it's going to be better for everybody. I mean, there's no question about it. That's just common sense.
You know, behavioral change is a challenge in a convenience-driven era, right?
Yep.
But the prospect of retailers, government, consumers, environmental advocates working together to diminish the production and distribution, the disposal of these bags, it has great merit now and into the future.
So, how long would you say, Wayne, is it going to take before we will definitely have a decision?
I think what you'll see is this will work through the legislative process through the spring. I do think it'll come out of the Environment Committee. There have been bag bans floated around over the last couple of years. They haven't gotten very far, but like I said earlier in our conversation, now you have a bunch of towns that are taking this up on their own because they want this done. So I think what you'll see is it'll come out of the Environment Committee. It'll go to another hearing. There'll be a public hearing on this. And you'll probably get a vote, from the full legislature sometime in May or June, with a time frame for everybody to figure out what they're going to do and how to comply with the new law. So if this were to go through, I would imagine that a year from now you could see that change that we're looking for.
Wayne, I just want to ask you to do something for me before you leave. For those who don't know just what you do, the president of the Connecticut Food Association, Wayne Pesci, is the head man. How does this work? How do you make this work? It's very successful, I know, but how do you make it work?
Well, again, we have a variety of issues. We provide, for example, on the bottle law, it's community service. We collect over 625 million cans and bottles a year back at retail. And we're just looking for a voice in the debate because it impacts our business operations, it impacts our bottom line, and it's important when you're doing things of this nature. We generally interface with consumers, right?
Yep.
And at the same time, we're trying to run a business. So it's critical that we have a voice at the Capitol so that we're part of the conversation. And that's really what we're trying to be here. We're trying to get out in front of this issue as it's happening in the towns around us. And we're trying to do what's right to operate our businesses, but also to do what's right for the state of Connecticut as well.
Well, Wayne, keep us in mind, as it grows. We want to be on top of it. But I appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thank you so much, Brad. You have a great day.
You too. Wayne Pesci, who is the president of the Connecticut Food Association and just outlined what is taking place in Hartford. You've heard a lot about it recently, and it's going to make it. There's no question overall. Okay, 8:43 in the morning, and if any of you have any questions...